Editing Tim.
Oh. Editing Tim, shut up.
Hello everyone, welcome back to Podmas D&D. I am Tim at Wembembo on everything. I'm one of your podcast hosts. I'm joined by Slade, Joey, and our gracious dungeon master for this session, Alex. Guys, how are we all doing?
I'm distracted by the dungeon master's glory.
I am too.
It's a little basking it for just a moment.
Suddenly, ooh. I want to go and watch Catwoman again because it's better than this.
Oh, fucking dumb. All right, we've gone down some stairs. I'm going to try and keep this moving along because I'm aware we want to keep this.
Are you not going to do a recap, Tim?
But that's what the last time on Dragon Ball Z thing was.
Last time on Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, but you still have to explain what we've
done. We need
done,
to move
right?
along.
Record that in post.
So, okay, right, brief summary. We woke up in a dungeon. We got out, we battled some kobolds. Slade put his head through a hole that he probably shouldn't have done. He got dizzy, fell over. We solved a puzzle, and now we're down some stairs. We've been told to gather some keys for a big red door as well.
That was an hour's worth, because we are good
D&D players.
As mentioned in the last episode, you can plot the time of a D&D session all you want, and it will never, ever, ever work out that way. You enter this huge room.
Yes, we're in the current session now.
There is a massive, massive white crystal in front of you. To your other directions, smaller, various coloured crystals. You've got a red one, a blue one, a yellow one, and a green one.
I'm going to go over to the red one.
Yeah.
And touch it. Oh, my order's ready.
If Tim didn't explode in a fiery mess, I'm going to touch the yellow crystal.
Joe, you got memed.
Oh, no.
I'm just going to stand here and see if anything happens.
Okay, I'm going to move down and touch the green one.
Thanks for being a team player, Slade.
I got it all right.
I'll touch the blue crystal.
Okay. I think we need to organise it by pitch.
Yeah.
Tim, do you want to touch the white crystal?
Yes, sir. Ah! It's fucking Simon Says.
It is Simon Says. Okay, hang on. Okay, real quick. I got a note. I have a notepad, so hit the red one for me.
Go to the red. That wasn't in there at all.
How do I describe that?
Ping.
Do them in 1, 2, 3, and then just like...
All right. Okay.
That worked really well for 4 sounds.
Okay. So, blue one.
I touched the blue one.
That was in there.
Tim touched the green one.
Going to touch green. Hang on. That was in there. That's the correct noise. And then yellow one should be meme sound.
And then... No, I'm sorry. That's yellow, isn't it?
Alex, I'm sorry. Can I touch the white crystal again so we can hear the thing?
Green,
so green, blue, blue, green.
Yeah.
Okay, so... I press green.
And I touch blue twice.
And then I touch green again.
The white crystal in front of you glows very, very bright for a few seconds. And you notice that there's 3 sort of symbols on the white crystal, and one of them suddenly glows.
Perception for what the symbol is? History? Arcana? I'm going to go for Arcana.
You just say words. Waffles?
Waffles. All right. So
I'd like to make a peanut butter check.
A peanut butter check. 1d20 plus 7. My Arcana modifier. That's an 18.
You gather that you're effectively... With this, you're effectively charging the crystal.
Oh.
You get a feeling that this is some form of... let me double check before I make myself look like an idiot by getting the wrong school of magic. It's some form of conjuration magic.
Ah, fuck, I'm no great at I'm not good at conjuration. No great, I'm also not good at languages either.
So one of the symbols is now glowing.
What's the symbol?
Like I said, you get the feeling you're charging it.
Can I flick it again?
Which one?
The white one.
Yep.
Okay.
One more time for me.
I'm moving.
The dungeon master
red.
Is seriously overestimating our abilities here.
Blue.
Green.
Yellow. I've already forgotten it. I was trying to write it down as it went.
Okay, let's come up with nicknames for each of the sounds, and then that way we can just...
That's what I was trying to
them.
Do.
Hold on, I've got a good idea for them. Let's call them red, blue, yellow, and green.
But if we can associate green with, like, correct, yellow with meme sound.
This is the... just yellow, blue, red, and green.
Then you solve it, Joey, because I've already forgotten it.
He only did it once. He had to do the last one twice.
He did,
and only
he
three
did it
things.
Twice already. What do you mean?
Alex,
do you
I
hit
use
it again?
Vicious mockery on Slade.
Slade's incapacitated for a round. do you hit the crystal again?
Please.
I think that's blue, red, green, red, yellow.
Okay, I hit blue.
I hit. That immediately doesn't sound right. Red?
No, I just needed to. So what are you doing? You're hitting...
red. Slade, now it's your turn.
I've already forgotten. I have no idea.
So we'll just give up then and we die here.
Alright.
I was trying to associate the colors and then somebody told me I was stupid.
Who told you you were stupid?
You did.
No, I didn't. I said just use the colors that the sounds already.
Alright. Let's work our way around. So red, I'm writing this down.
I said red is like a tinny sound.
Alex, I'm going to play red. Thank you. So red is like a bell. Joey, can you play blue?
I touch blue.
Okay, that's like a ship's bell. Okay. Right, Slade, we know green and yellow, don't we? That's like green is correct.
Well, let's make green is correct. No, it's that. Are you playing those in the right order, Alex? So
yeah,
yellow
so
is
that
what?
Was yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yellow is Taco Bell.
Okay, I've got this written down in a way that makes sense. So can you go press the thing and I'll go check it against my notes?
Uh-huh.
You mean hit the white crystal.
All right, hit the white crystal.
Can I get that one more time? Okay, definitely got it. Red, blue, green, red, yellow. So I'm gonna hit red.
You smack those. I'm not playing the sounds again. you smack those crystals in that order. The white crystal glows, and the second symbol is lit.
Cool. All right, we know what to do.
Cool. Okay, I'm gonna smack.
So you're
it
hitting
again.
The white again?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. Red, so yellow, green, red, red, blue, yellow. Is that correct?
Yes. So wow. the third symbol on the crystal glows very, very bright, and a portal opens up.
I'm sorry, what opens?
A portal.
So you put your head through it.
I'm just going to cannonball through it.
All right.
Sled goes cannonballing through. Absolutely just ruins it. Can you tell I'm pining for time while I find the right button?
Yeah.
No, don't do that. Do that. Move on. Oh, no.
What's happened? Why have all the
don't
things
worry,
shifted?
I'm just stupid.
We've been sucked away somewhere.
There we go.
It's been years since I've had this.
Tim.
Hello.
I'll tell you when we can go in the room and see what's in there.
Oh.
Tim actually went in so fast. Slade went in so fast that he barreled through the door into this room. And as he steps onto the floors.
Ooh. Excuse me.
What was that, Slade?
I farted.
Okay, I want this. Okay, so we're going to walk into the room, I'm assuming.
As you walk into the room, it's quite annoying because there's a...
All the sound effects started playing wildly.
Someone's windy cat is having a piss.
There's a cat on the table. There's a window here that's blowing. You can see the curtains kind of go...
Right.
Wow, those are some spooky curtains.
Yeah, there's a fountain, and it's just kind of slowly dripping. And as you step on the floorboards, there's the lovely...
Well, hang on.
Kind of sound.
Just sidebar. On this table, is that a cat or a rat?
It's a cat.
Damn, I was going to cast some sort of rat perception.
Okay.
Oh, what's happening to my roll 20?
Hold on, before we go anywhere, can I talk to the rat?
You do have speech with animals.
It's a cat.
Sorry, the cat.
So you cast speak with animals?
Yes.
And it looks at you. It just goes, feed me!
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. How long have you been since you've been
feed
fed,
me.
Cat? What a waste of a spell this was.
Tim and Slade, all you hear.
Right.
Oh, it's okay, Joey, like every other cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, what is this?
That's the fountain, yeah?
That's the fountain, I think. Is this the window?
That's the window that you're at, yeah. Slade's at the fountain. This door here, you see a door. And again, there's an inscription along the top of it, and it says, as soon as I'm spoken, I am broken.
That's silent.
So we need to be quiet in here.
Can we cram the cat into the fountain?
Well, I was thinking of dropping the cat out the window, to be honest.
Me too at first, but then I was thinking how do we drop the water?
I'm just going to hit the cat with the hammer.
Oh, no. Welcome to Animal Abuse Club, Slade, make an
attack roll.
Absolutely.
If he gets a crit fail, I want the cat to fuck him up.
Hang on. Is that a...
Slade, why are you doing this in the dark?
That's a 9. Okay. Well, it got dark as we've been going on.
Sorry,
so
you rolled a 9?
Yeah,
you
for
the cat.
All my d20. No, it's a 9 plus 3.
You still miss the cat.
The cat's got a passive agility check, I'm assuming.
And you hear...
Okay.
Which, to Joey... is the cat saying, fuck you. And then it looks back at Joey and goes, feed me.
I go over and trepidatiously pet the cat on the head and say, there, it's okay.
Can I go to the window and look outside to see if there's anything, any food, like bird feed on the side?
Why don't we just use the table to block the window?
I feel like we could shut the window, surely. There's curtains.
Yeah, we haven't tried to shut it, to be fair.
But I don't know
let's
where we
get the cat food. Let's do that. Well, yeah, Tim has a look outside first, I guess.
So, Tim,
what are you eating?
Tim's
from Brantford.
Pigs in blankets.
Nice.
I give a pig in blanket to the cat.
Tim sits and waits at the window for a few moments. And then a bird lands on it.
Oh, I grab the bird.
Make a dexterity check.
Oh, absolutely give me a dexterity check. Plus while one, Tim's baby.
While Tim's doing this...
Nine!
You missed the bird.
Fuck. I cast fireball on another... the bird.
That'd cook it so, as well.
Oh.
So you hit it while it's 20 feet away from the window.
Oh, Tim.
But wait. There's more.
Do you cast lasso?
Wait, I have an even better idea. How smart is this cat? How can we check this?
It's a cat.
Okay, I'm going to cast minor illusion and put down cat food in the illusion.
Okay.
Huh? It's a cantrip.
It sees the food.
At this point.
Hey.
Well done.
Thank you.
It sees the food, and Tim and Slade just hear it meow. Joey hears it go, yay, food! And then it just starts eating.
Nice.
And it seems pretty sated by it.
Somehow. Okay, so while it's standing still, I'm going to hit it with the hammer.
It's happy. Why? You don't need to kill it. It's eating pretend food.
I'm hitting it with the hammer.
Slade, make
19 plus.
Oh, yeah, you hit it.
It uttered and it becomes... last breath left.
What did I hear it say?
You just heard it go. It didn't have time to say anything as a warhammer just goes.
Alright, well, that's the cat sorted. Can I shut the window?
You walk over. You shut the window.
Now we need to work out this whole water situation.
Can I ask, is the hole that the water's dripping out of conveniently cat-sized?
Like shoving it into a tailpipe?
Basically, yeah.
You can certainly try.
Okay, I try and just shove the cat into the hole that's dripping water.
Make a dexterity.
So dex is plus two.
Roll the d20 and add your dex, yeah.
11. Do I miss the hole?
Fountain, and then it's fairly quiet now.
What if we stay still now?
We stay
sounds pretty
quiet.
Pretty silent to me.
Yeah.
Oh god, we're in a midnight video.
We're in Hulu.
So the door falls open, and inside there is a portal. There is also an artifact-looking thing.
Right.
I want to cast a history check.
I don't think Alex is ready for me to just kill the cat for the solution to this puzzle.
I'm doing a 1d20 history check.
Right, go on. Do you know what the solution...
10.
You haven't got a clue. Joey Slade... Joey Slade, make intelligence checks for me.
Okay. 19 plus...
And Joey got another 20.
Nice, good job. 19 plus 3, so 20...
So Tim sat there poking it, going, what is this? Joey and Slade both look at each other and go, that's for the portal.
Tim, it's sort of the thing that we came here to get.
I could work that out, I don't know what it is.
Okay, so we get it and take it back?
Is it safe to assume you go through the portal?
Before we do that, can I scoop the cat remains out of the hole and use Cure Wounds, please?
It's not going to do anything.
You cast Cure Wounds.
On a dead animal.
You don't know that it's fully dead.
I assume I do. It's on my hammer.
Okay, well, I use Speak with Dead then instead of Cure Wounds.
Joey, can I one-up this for you?
Go on, then.
One of my level 3s is Animate Dead.
I'll do that.
We've moved on. You get shunted back out of the portal into the campfire area.
Wow.
And the bird friend is there.
Hello, bird friend. Were you successful in getting your artifact? Because we did some unspeakable things to a cat.
Let me tell you, that's the first time a cat's ever been useful.
He sort of cocks his head at you a bit and goes, I never liked cats anyway, but yes. And you see that he's already put it in the slot.
Did anyone think to bring the thing that we went to go and get?
Yeah, I said we bring it with us.
Oh, okay, I've worked on the assumption that you brought it with you.
Okay, Slade, do you want to put it in the other hole?
I insert it.
I thought you'd never ask. All right, so does anything happen with the door?
The portal lights up.
Ooh.
Okay. Should we go in the right portal?
No,
that's where Bird Person went.
Bird Person's already come from there because
we need to go up
2 hours.
Oh, up. Okay, up.
Yeah, we'll all go through that. But actually, hi, Bird Person, as we are good friends. Do you know what's through this portal?
I've not been able to get through. I've been waiting for you to get the artifact.
What kind of bird is he?
Sorry?
What kind of bird is he? Are we talking like an eagle or are we talking like canary?
Pigeon.
It's important. Pigeon person. What is it?
He's some form of raven.
That's close enough. Okay. I'm going to do like the miners do and send the bird in first.
He goes through the portal and is absolutely fine.
All right, great.
As far as you're aware, he disappears into the portal. That's all you see.
Well, I'm barreling after Bird Person.
I'm going after Joey.
I'm going in at the rear.
As per, ladies.
Mm-hmm. Let me just make sure.
Now we have a smooth map transition.
Smooth operator.
To a map that I absolutely did not take off Google and definitely made myself because I was running out of time.
Smooth operator.
There's a door. I should probably put Bird Person in as well.
Bird Person.
Look so like there's a door bird, ahead. Talk like person.
Do you go through the door?
Yeah,
yes. Idiot. A gentleman.
Yes. Yep. All three of us have gone through it. Remember, wicked. Slade's taking up the rear.
Yep.
So move your characters.
Okay.
Do I just have... Oh, fuck it. I'll zoom out. I'll do that.
And then the Dark Souls boss music kicks in.
Yeah, I trust that Tim's going to put music in pause.
I guess I am now.
No.
Whether I'll remember that an hour and a half into the edit or not is another question.
I can't wait for Tim to get to that part of the like episode and be like, oh yeah!
Oh yeah.
You look ahead of you. There is... What Slade would know as...
Dirt.
An automaton. A robot person.
Okay.
Half robotic on top. And he looks at you all.
I can't see anything.
I can't either.
Oh, hang on. I cast a light. Is the room dark?
Oh, sorry, guys. I've not moved you.
Oh,
yeah, that's what I was... Yeah. Oh, wow, look at all this.
Wow.
So this half-robot, half-human with this glowing sword walks up to you.
You think your victories have led you here, but it is in fact your failures that paved the road to me. All of those I'm so clever manipulations, those not so witty euphemisms and groan-inducing puns, a long wretched backstabbery brought you to this defining moment. For I am your reckoning. I shall savor your demise. Because I did a Joker plan.
If he thinks he can get away with this, he can forget about it.
I think he's talking a lot of smack. Hey, Alex.
Yep.
How long is this big speech, or is it just that little short thing?
That was it.
That was it? Okay, cool. I don't know if we'll use this yet.
Before you do anything, from one of the pillars drops down another friend.
Who dares enter the humble home of Chatsu, descendant of the clan Nami? Brace yourselves, you shower of scoundrels, for I have a stick.
And finally,
always be plugging, Satsu. Always be plugging.
Very, very slowly and gently floats down a robed figure.
Hello, Tim, Joey, Slade. This is the lovely Dan from Casting Views. And I say lovely like that because that's what you call me on your show. However, I heard my performance in your Hunger Games episode, and I must say, I am not happy. Therefore, I have now evolved into my final boss form, and I'm here to destroy you.
Is he a Yu-Gi-Oh card?
Before that was we continue, amazing. Thank you, thank you very much to Josh Star, Chatsunami, and the lovely, as always, Dan. I sent them a message about 3 days ago going, can you record me an evil villain speech?
That was amazing.
I would say that excellent. All three of them delivered.
All right. Done.
I'd like everyone to roll initiative, please.
All right.
Great, now it's time to kill them. 19 plus something. 19 plus 3, so 21 again. No, it's 22, isn't it? I'm stupid.
I got 15.
I can't see initiative.
It's just next to your armor class.
I got 7.
Is that including your roll? Or...
yes.
Okay.
Womp, womp.
Question, is the bird person on our side here?
I would assume so. They're trying to leave, too.
I guess.
Tim, your picture on Roll 20 is...
old.
Glorious.
Unfortunately.
You look like you're trying out to be in a hair metal band.
It looks like I'm trying out to be Weird Al Yankovic's second child.
As we go into this initiative, the first person to move is Chatsu.
Oh.
Ooh.
And without so much as thinking, charges at Tim.
What?
Tim, can you make a acrobatics check for me, please?
Okay. D20 plus 1. 11.
You are grappled.
Fuck.
Chatsu runs up to you, and he kind of, like, bear hugs you. And he's got hold of you. And at the minute, you are considered restrained, grappled. You can't move.
I can't do my spells without this gang. I need some assistance.
And he then proceeds to... headbutt you.
What the fuck? That's just rude.
It's but a 9, I imagine, misses you.
I got an armor class of 11.
Yeah, so a 9 misses you.
Fine. How do you miss a headbutt when you're grappling?
How do you miss a headbutt?
Especially when you're Scottish.
Yeah,
that's it. The next door. Oh, this is annoying because I've got so many fucking screens up there.
Hacker man.
The next door is going to be the one who's introduced himself as Darth Scar.
Oh no.
He's got a glowing red sword. I've just got it.
And he casts Eldritch Blast at Joy.
Warlock. Josh. I thought we were friends. What am I meant to be rolling here, Alex?
Nothing. It's an attack against your armor class, and that is a crit.
Am I critical dead now? I have a 12 armor class. Does that mean anything?
So you take 13 damage.
Wow.
And you are pulled 10 feet towards him.
Oh, at least I get to move towards Josh.
Next up, the bird person.
Bird person, help me, I'm stuck.
Flies
help me step,
here.
Bird person.
For God's sake. Do you have to? So yeah, he flies around here. Let me just get his stats again. What do you mean, character incomplete? Fuck off. Fuck.
He's not complete till he leaves the dungeon.
He takes a big swing and misses. He's trying to hit Chatsu without hitting the squishy wizard behind him.
Squishy?
That's a critical hit.
Wow.
That's unfortunate for Chatsu.
The problem here is, gang, that I don't want to kill these guys.
Yeah.
Well, we have to, though, otherwise we don't win.
We could just incapacitate them all.
No.
Why didn't it take his weapon?
We already murdered a cat. We got to do the rest of
this. Well, the next logical step is three podcasters.
Have we not already murdered them once, all this podmas?
Oh, we have. We've already killed them once.
Okay, yeah, no, fair enough. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Especially Dan. He's really bitter about it.
Say, go for Dan.
Soon as it's my turn, Dan.
It's a big old swing at Satsu, and as a result, Satsu lets go of you, Tim.
Nice. How does that work with my turn being somewhere in the mix?
Your turn hasn't happened yet, and you're fine.
Ah.
Because he's let go of you by your turn. We move on to the lovely Dan.
Lovely Dan.
Lovely Dan is going to use a bonus action.
Nice.
Is he? I don't know.
Well, let's find out.
In fact, no, he's not going to do that.
All right.
He's going to use a legendary action. Straight out the bat, he's pulling out his biggest card. He's using his legendary action called A Dish Best Served Cold.
Okay.
Somewhere in the middle of the room, a giant frozen cornucopia appears. Mm-hmm. And everyone is drawn towards it. So I need you all, including the bird person, to make a wisdom save.
A wisdom save?
Yeah.
Okay. D20. 14.
You're 11.
Hold on. I got 6 total.
I got 11.
You're all drawn towards it. And you all take
all of the damage.
1d30.
1d100.
You all take 4 points of cold damage.
Cool.
How
and
much?
Are considered restrained, which means you cannot move for your next turn. You
I'm
can't take your
ganked.
Move action.
Is this what this is?
unless you're to do something like teleport, and you can't move. You can't physically like walk.
Well,
real quick, Alex. 4 damage.
4 damage. And then the lovely Dan is just going to laugh at you. And he's going to float back up to the top of...
All right.
These pillars around, they're about 40 foot high. They're anywhere between 30 and 50 foot high. And he's just hovered over up to one and standing on top, laughing at you. Slade.
Cool. I'm going to use Vortex Warp.
Yep.
To skedaddle out of this. And I would like to warp, because I can do 30 foot, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Next to Josh here.
Okay.
Is that going to be everything for me, or can I passive?
So, Vortex Warp is a action.
Mm-hmm.
So, now that you're out of the range of the cornucopia, you can walk. You can use your normal movement. You still have a bonus action if you have anything for that as well.
I don't think I have anything considered for bonus. I have some stuff for reaction, but nothing for bonus action.
Okay, don't you?
All right. That'd be my turn.
In that case, Tim.
Joey, how do you feel about becoming flammable?
Not great, if I'm honest.
Right, okay.
There is a bird person here.
Yeah, what I'm thinking, though, is that because I'm aware that Chatsu is a bit of a grappler of sorts, I'm thinking we might cast grease on ourselves and kind of save us that headache, but then we become flammable because it's grease.
Yeah, not feeling great about that one.
Okay. So we can't move right now.
No, not by conventional means.
I have fly.
You can cast fly on yourself.
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna have to do that. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna cast fly.
Okie dokie. And that is a concentration spell, I believe.
Yes. Up to 10 feet.
That's not what concentration is.
It says concentration up to 10 feet.
No, that... I
know there's concentration spell, and then I can travel within 10 feet.
Concentration up to 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So you're considered concentrating for 10 minutes unless you end this spell effect early. You can only concentrate on one spell at a time.
Okay. Well, I'm going to do that, of course.
Yep.
How far can I travel with flight?
You get a fly speed equal to your walking feet, so 30 feet.
30 feet, okay. So... this one, right here. That's where I'm going.
Did you move yourself? Can you?
There we go.
Okay, so that's your action and your movement. Any bonuses?
No, I don't think so. No.
Joseph. Has Joey frozen? Oh, no, he's there.
He's there.
I'm here.
He's very still. Go?
Like is it my go?
Lizard.
Yeah, yeah, he just went really still for a second there.
I choose not to move and instead use Charm Person. And I decide to charm the lovely Dan from Casting Views. I would charm Josh, but I think as Slade has left the room, presumably for the poo he mentioned earlier, I assume he's going to batter Josh. So I'm going to use Charm Person on the lovely Dan.
So Dan needs to make a wisdom save.
Over here. Well.
What's your spell save, DC? It doesn't matter, he's not made it.
Okay.
So he's charmed by you.
I'm a pretty charming fellow, but I am stuck here.
So, the charmed creature cannot attack the charmer or target the charmer with harmful abilities or spells. The charmer has advantage on ability checks to interact socially. So, he can't attack you, Joey.
Yeah. Can I blow him a kiss?
And I mean, if you want.
I thought that was part of the charm spell, to be honest.
I blow the lovely Dan from Casting Views a kiss.
Can we get an audio sound for that, please?
Mwah.
Thank you.
So he uses, as a result of this and knowing what his effects do, he clicks his finger, the frozen cornucopia disappears.
Has my move ended? Can I move?
You can now move, yeah.
Okay, great. I'm going to move 30 foot away from Chat Tsunami because I'm scared of being headbutted. Over there.
Christ, that's a distance.
Cool. And anything else?
No.
That takes us back to Chatsu.
Who's going to headbutt Tim, presumably?
Presumably, yes, unless he can jump up 40 feet.
Tim's too high.
Tim's always high.
Man, I don't know what's going on.
420, yo.
69, got him.
I'm looking at the wrong character sheet, that's why. So, Satsu is he has a climb speed, Tim.
Fuck, alright.
So he comes running up that pillar and takes a big old swing with his weapon at you. Now, he gets up there and you realise this weapon is I'm guessing a 23 hits.
Yeah, it hits pretty well.
So he hits you with this. It's a massive sword. It's more like to be fair, it's more like a hammer. The only problem is he hits you with it. You take 9 damage. And 3 acid damage. And suddenly you're covered in a sort of brownie coloured liquid. And it's at this point you look at the end of his weapon. And there's a shit on it.
It's a jobby on a stick. Alright, well, gang, I ain't doing so hot.
He can't. There's not enough room on the pillar for both of you, so he just kicks off and lands back on the floor and laughs.
Right.
He can see you're covered in jobby.
I am covered in jobby. I've also only got 10 health. I don't appear to have. Nope. Okay. All right. That's fine. It's not my turn yet. I can't act.
We move on to the lovely Darth Scar. And he is going to use one of his legendary actions. How fast 30 feet?
I have a feeling we're going to get fucked up here.
Well, I have a plan, if I can make it work.
This is going to hit. I need everyone but Joey to make a blah, blah, blah. A something. A wisdom saving throw, please.
A wisdom saving throw.
Alex, I'm going to cast shield real quick as a quick reaction. Just seeing Josh do this. Basically, I get a plus 5 to my AC for this.
Yeah.
What is it, D20?
So.
Yeah, you need to. So it's a wisdom saving throw, so it's a D20 plus your wisdom.
I got 16.
Yeah.
11 Slide. Plus wisdom 0, so 11. But my armor class right now is a 20, so.
So Tim feels a magic try to sort of take over his muscles, but he shakes it off. Bird person and Slade both become paralyzed.
Jesus as Christ.
All of their muscles lock up. And seeing that Slade is now paralyzed, Josh is going to take an attack at you. If I can count.
Oh no.
A 4, I assume, misses.
Oh yeah, big time.
How about a 3?
Big time.
So despite the fact that you are on the floor paralyzed, unable to move,
yep.
This glowing red sword just kind of whizzes past your face.
That's what you get for wearing glasses, Josh.
Shut up, dickhead.
All right.
And that is going to make it the guide's turn. The bird friend.
Who's? Bird.
Bird person. Bird friend.
He's going to, in the middle of this arena, he is going to fly up a little bit and...
And leave.
And leave.
What we got?
A radiant energy comes out from him and you all feel suddenly just a little bit better. Everyone's healed for 8.
Ooh.
Nice.
It's very handy.
Thanks,
thank you,
bird person.
Bird people.
Look like birds, talk like people.
Exactly.
Alright.
Who's turn is it?
Lovely Dan?
It is Lovely Dan. I was just thinking if Bird Person had anything else, but that's movement and action. Lovely Dan. Gonna fly. Over to you, Joy.
Yay.
What a friend.
Mwah.
Now, here's the thing. He won't attack you. That doesn't mean he won't attack any of your friends.
That's alright. They're dickheads.
He's going to cast...
Views.
He is going to cast views.
Well done.
He's going to cast Ice Knife at the bird friend.
No. Birds hate the cold. They migrate.
That's true. How did you know?
Is he just going to straight up leave?
They might be just like, nah, fuck this. I'm off. See you later. I think that'll hit the bird person somehow.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, okay.
How could you? I thought we were friends.
Bird friend takes 4 damage.
Well, hang on. I have a question.
Yeah.
Dan went from here to here, yes?
Yeah.
Does that not mean Joey gets like a sneak attack? Because his back would have been turned, because no. Bird person's over here.
But Dan's flying.
Sneak attack, that's not what sneak attack is. What you're thinking of is opportunity attack,
sorry, yes.
That is only when you're leaving the radius of someone.
Oh, okay.
So if Dan was to move now, Joey would get an attack of opportunity.
Is he going to move?
No. Sled. Sled.
Oh, my turn. Hooray.
Slod.
I am going to knock the shit out of Josh.
You're paralyzed.
Yeah, make constitution saving throw.
Okie dokie.
15 plus 3.
So 18. Yeah. You shake it off. You're not able to move this turn, but you can take your action. Are you laughing at the word shake it off?
No. Just you shake off paralysis like...
Jesus Christ.
I think that'll be the beep.
Could I cast Sword Burst in that? It's not really an attack, but...
You can. It's considered an action to do it, so yeah.
Okay, I'm going to attack Sword Burst. So if Josh gets a little too close, he gets hit.
Well, he'll get hit anyway.
Okay. Or wait, can I hit him, or should I use a cantrip? Because I'd rather smack him.
You can do either. You can't do both.
Ooh, actually, throw all that out the wind. Alex.
Yep.
I pull my revolver out, and I shoot Dan.
Okay. You shoot Dan?
I shoot Dan.
Why are you shooting Dan?
I mean, to be fair, he did cast that thing that pulled us all in. He's attacked bird person.
Yeah, he's also flying. I'm going to bring him down the ground level is what I'm thinking.
You want to go clay pigeon shooting with Dan?
Yeah, as a target.
Go on then. All right, your attack.
All right. That's an 11 plus. I actually don't know what to use for that.
It's your it's a range attack, so it's your proficiency bonus plus dexterity.
So 14. Oh wait, so that's add 6 to 11, so a 17.
Yeah, that hits him. Roll damage.
Good. Good. Not that. Oh, did I close? Oh, I think I closed it. No, there it is. 2 d8s is what I need to roll.
D8 these nuts.
And that's piercing damage.
Yep.
A 3 and a 5, so 8.
Oof.
Good hit.
You shoot him and he can't... Oh, wait, no, I think... Hang on.
Oh, fuck this whole thing up. We've got to start over.
Dan yeah, is no, immune to gunfire.
Roll it back.
What?
No, nothing.
The panic.
Yeah, he... So, he was using fly on him. So how much damage did you do?
8.
He manages to maintain concentration on fly, so he sort of stumbles a bit, and then he's all right, and he's still flying. Do you want to move or anything, Slade?
No.
Okie dokie. Tim?
I want to get Chatsu off my back. So I'm still flying, right? Does it use up my action for that turn to stop concentrating on flying?
No. Breaking concentration's instant.
Great. Okay, well, I'm doing that, so I'm off on the pillar.
Yep.
And I'm going to cast... Oh, this could be fun.
I don't like it when he says that.
Yeah, you know what? Let's cast Fog Cloud.
Okay. Dokey, I think that heavily obscures the area, does it not?
It does, yeah, for 120 to 200 feet.
Goody.
No, so that's the range.
Oh, right, yeah.
It's a 20-foot radius sphere, which is still considerable in here.
Yeah, it is. How much are we talking for in here?
Well, are you targeting it on Satsu as the centre of the target?
Do you know what? No. No, and no. Here's why. What I'm going to do... Where's my ruler? Hello? There we go.
Hello.
I'm going to cast it at Darth Scar's location. So it's a 20 feet radius, and I'm within that anyway.
Okay.
You wouldn't be within it.
Oh, because you're up, Tim.
You're on a 30-foot tall pillar.
Fuck, okay.
Just cast that at him.
Yeah, could you not jump down... as your movement in this action?
I could, but would I take damage from that? I'm assuming so, considering it's like 40 feet up.
It's 30 feet.
Well, oh, okay. Would I take damage from that or no?
Yes.
That was a very sassy yes.
Because I forgot how fall damage works. I know fall damage is a thing.
Yes.
Slay.
Quick reference, falling. Here we go.
Oh, balls, right, yeah, can't sleep so on chats.
You are going to take damage if you want to do it.
I'm just going to cast sleep on Chatsu.
Okay, so sleepy time.
Big sleep.
Roll 5d8.
5d8.
Please.
Slash roll. Oop, that's not even close to the word. Roll 5d8. 15446.
You aim the spell at him and it just fizzles off him.
Bruh. Well, I don't particularly want to take full damage. I'm already quite hurt, so I guess I'm just going to stay up here.
Just stay on your pillow.
He did poke you with a jobby on a stick up there before.
I know, and that was like some acid damage as well because of the poop. So, but I don't want to hurt myself and then risk getting hurt again by the jobby on a stick.
You don't want to risk getting pooped on.
Yeah.
Is that your turn then?
That's it.
Joey.
How long does charm someone last?
Up to 10 minutes.
Okay.
Unless concentration is broken. For reference, a turn in this is 6 seconds.
Oh, fab. So me and Dan are buddies for life.
Until certain scenarios happen, yeah.
Cool. Well, in that case, I use Vicious Mockery on Jobby on a Stick. Saying, oh, you know, the pointy end's supposed to go in the other guy, right?
If it makes a DM laugh, it should work.
Yeah.
Right, so he fails his save. He takes a d6 of damage. Do you want to roll a d6 of damage?
Yeah. 6.
And he has disadvantage on his next attack.
Trying to help you out here, Tim.
Thank you. I very much appreciate it.
And that's my guy.
Yeah. Satsu's running out of choices here. He's going to use an ability of his.
Oh, no.
Echoes of the Clan. Suddenly, two more shimmering friends appear. I need some just random NPC tokens, but I'll need 2
Would it be
seconds.
Foolish for me to cast Detect Magic right now?
You get the feeling that this spell is probably made of magic, Tim.
Considering Alex said Satsu casts.
Ugh.
Thank God for random tokens. Satsu summons two friends and they look like his other hosts. But they're kind of shimmery and kind of grayscale-ish. You get the feeling that these are probably magic.
I cast Detect Magic.
So this one, the first one, is going to make his way over to the lovely Joey.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to take an attack.
Protect me, Dan. Protect me.
Joey, does the 21 hit you?
Not no.
So yes.
Yes.
Take 3 damage.
Okay.
Satsu himself is going to take a running jump and try to grapple Birdfriend out of the air.
How high is Birdfriend?
He's only about 10, 15 feet up. He's not too high.
Oh.
So he makes the jump and he grabs Birdfriend and basically pulls the guy down, taking, so they both take 1 point of damage.
Great.
Bird person is now grappled and pinned to the floor by Chatsu.
Oh no, he's going to headbutt him again.
And now it's Darthscar. Slade.
Yep.
You tried to hurt him.
Technically no.
Technically you tried.
Yeah.
He is going to use, he's gonna, you've really angered him, you've upset him. and he's never going to forget about it.
Okay.
He casts Lightning Bolt.
I'm going to cast Shield again.
He casts Lightning Bolt. Joey, Slade, make dexterity saves.
Okay.
I mean, that's not a high entry.
15.
Okay. Joey?
17.
Joey and Slade take 13 damage.
Oh.
This clone of Chatsu is Joey, you're completely... mute,
Joey. This is bullshit.
That clone of Satsu got completely obliterated by that.
So what about this one?
Well, it's a line attack.
Oh.
That went that away.
Oh. He went that away.
Also, Joey, can you make me a Constitution saving throw, please?
Is this because I questioned you?
Yes. No.
I really know what a constitution saving... Oh, okay. Is it a
d20? Yes, sir.
20.
Fucking hell. You maintain your concentration.
Yeah.
So Dan is still charmed.
Mwah.
Mwah. And then... Darth Scar's going to try and move away. Slade, you can make an attack of opportunity if you want.
Yeah, I will make an attack of opportunity.
Will you?
Yeah. I'll tell you, since I still got the revolver in my hand, I'm going to shoot Josh.
Damn.
Roll 20 real quick. Or do I need to roll a d20 for it?
Yeah, you still need to roll for the attack.
God, if I had some mashed up cat guts, we'd be fine.
Wait, I have so, an idea.
18 plus 3.
Yeah, so that definitely 21. Hits. Roll your damage.
Nice, nice, nice. Let me make sure it's 2D... What is it? 2D8? Okay. a 10.
That's a fair old bit of damage.
Yep. I'm getting a little revenge for that 13 he did to me.
I think I have my next move planned, if it goes well.
That's worrying. I'll have to make sure to kill you beforehand. Speaking of which, it's now Birdfriend's turn.
Birdfriend.
But he is held by Satsu.
Yeah, so he needs to make a plus two.
A slippery check. He's got 18 slippery.
So you give out
he manages to break. He uses all his speed, but he manages to break out.
Okay. So,
and he doesn't look too impressed. So he's going to take a swing at Satsu.
Oh, he's right back in there.
Whack.
Bird person's got a miss. Right. Bird person's. He's got heart, but not skill. Lovely Dan.
Hi, lovely Dan. Turn.
If I could have scheduled all three of them to control the characters, I absolutely would have done.
That would be amazing.
Would have been great.
Would have been an absolute bastard for my recording.
Just 7 tracks.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine?
Oh, no. All right. It's lovely Dan's turn.
Lovely Dan is going to cast Misty Step.
Ooh.
And put himself all the way up there.
Is that... Okay.
And then, he's going to use a bonus action, Ethereal Jaunt. So, suddenly, you see him up on the pillar, and then he's gone.
Interesting.
And that's it.
Did he die?
Slade, Jogo.
Alright, my turn? Cool. I'm going after Josh. Is Josh on the pillar or is he just hiding behind the pillar?
No, he's sort of in front of the... He's more like there.
Alright, so I'm going to get up in front of him here. Have you seen the movie Happy Gilmore?
Yes.
That's how I'm about to swing the Warhammer.
Go on then.
What are we rolling?
Try it.
All right, 16 plus 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to hit.
Nice, 19. And then we need to roll some damage.
Damage.
I need you two to start carrying your own weight, by the way.
I have a fucking plan. Mind your own business.
I'm going to actively go after you now, Slade.
So, 7 damage. Ooh. How's Josh looking?
Beautiful as ever.
A bit dinged up, but he's doing okay.
Dinged.
Okay. Dinged.
So, are you moving or anything, Slade?
No. I'm going to stand here and just angrily look at him.
Grr.
Yeah.
Tim.
Hello. I would like to cast Fog Cloud, 20 feet long, right on my feet. Well, right at the bottom of this pillar, I should say.
At the bottom of the pillar, so you're above the cloud?
Yes. See, effectively covering this area right here.
Yeah, so the area is covered in this thick, dark cloud. Joey, you can't see in it. You just see a dark, thick cloud, and the people inside of it also are having a hard time seeing.
So does that mean if I was to use a spell into that, it would miss?
If it's a spell that's a ranged spell attack, like if you have to roll for the damage, for the attack, you do it at disadvantage.
Okay.
It's close enough, Tim. What I can do is, if you want to delete that circle...
Yeah.
There we go.
Perfect. Just so you're aware, 20 feet does cover here and here.
Okay.
Basically, everything on this side of the room is covered in fucking fog right now.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good.
I use Cure Wounds on myself.
Cool. Yeah, so 1d8 plus your charisma.
Okay. Come on, D8, don't let me down.
Plus your charisma.
What?
Why did you roll a d20?
Because I wanted more health, obviously. Wait, what am I doing? I'm so confused.
One right, D8. Just roll a d8.
Roll a d8, 3.
Add
plus
your charisma
five.
Modifier.
Okay, five. That's 8.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm glad we got to the bottom of this.
That's fine. And then I'm going to... How far is 30 feet? Can I make it into the fog?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to go and chill out in the fog. Unless, Tim, you think that's a bad idea.
I mean, I can only see above the cloud. I can't see into the cloud.
I didn't know what your next plan of action was, so...
This was it, to be honest.
Okay.
You good?
I'm good.
So, Chatsu is going to swing at the bird. Obviously, at disadvantage.
Sure. Jesus Christ, okay.
But that's a 12 on the dice plus his 17. Misses.
Hey.
Oh,
I have a question when it gets to my turn.
That was a cliffhanger.
And then... Is there... No. He's going to try and grapple again.
Well, for God's sake.
The bird person. He knows one thing, and it's grapple. And he successfully grabs the bird person.
That is a Zangief player.
I understood that.
I understood that reference.
All right, so he's got bird.
He's got bird, and he's just holding him because he's run out of stuff to do.
Caringly, or...?
No.
Oh. All right. Whose turn is it?
It's Darth Scar's. He's going to cast Thunderstep.
Thunderstep.
Yep. And teleport himself out of the cloud on top of this pillar.
Son of a bitch.
From where he left. Yeah. Joyce and Slade.
Yes.
Can you please make a Constitution saving throw? And I need to do one for.
It's not looking good.
I rolled a one.
I rolled a four.
So four in total.
Lovely Dan rolled a 19. You both take 15 thunder damage.
Four.
Fuck so.
How much Joey making?
Not a lot.
Joey, can you make another constitution save, please?
Why did you have to remind him, Tim? Three.
You feel the effect of charm break.
Oh, dear.
Lovely Dan is no longer charmed, and he knows you tried to charm him.
I didn't try, I successfully charmed
him. You successfully charmed him, yeah. Third person is once again...
grappled.
Gonna try and break out of said grapple. And fails.
Fails?
Yep. Because the first roll was him trying to get out and the second roll was Satsu holding him.
Oh, shit, okay.
Because it's contested checks.
Wowzers trousers.
All right.
Wowzers trousers, indeed. That would make it the lovely Dan's turn.
Who's in the fog?
No, he's above the fog.
Oh, he's above the fog. You're right, he's on the pillar.
And he's a fly boy. He is going to cast
views.
How many times so can you use this joke?
So many views.
Oh, I just got it.
Fucking hell.
Jesus
slaves.
Christ.
I thought Joey said fuse.
No.
Tim.
Hello.
He's going to fire a magic attack at you from his staff.
Don't be a knob, Dan.
Does a 12 hit you?
On my armor class.
Yeah.
Yes, by one.
Did you not take shield?
No.
Well, you take 7 damage.
Okay.
Make a constitution saving throw.
For what?
Is it fog cloud you're using?
Yeah.
It's a concentration spell, isn't it?
Is it?
It is.
Is it?
It is.
Fuck, it is. All right. Constitution saving throw. 1d20 plus... nothing. 18.
You're fine. Yeah, you're fine. So the fog cloud remains.
Good. I'm still Slade. Very hurt, though.
Did you say my name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So can I make this if I've got to go round a pillar?
I mean, yeah, on your turn.
Oh, is it not my turn?
It's Slade.
Oh. Sorry, Slade.
Slade! It's my turn. Hooray. I'm going to attack Josh again.
From all the way over there?
Don't forget, he's isn't off that a 30-foot pillar as well.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's over here now because he's Thunderstep.
I'm going to use Lightning Lure on him.
Right, I know what that does, I think.
Okay, you create a lash of lightning energy that strikes at one creature of your choice that you can see within 15 feet of you.
He's not within 15 feet.
He's not even close.
No.
Does that not count? Because I can't see him.
Yeah, that's 25.
Feet. He's 25.
Oh, he's that... Wait, then who's next to me then?
That's Dan.
Oh, never mind. Okay, Dan. Sorry, I thought that was Josh's figure.
No, it's all right.
Dan is up a 30-foot pillar as well.
But the... Yeah, I know, but he's in my 15-foot line of sight, though.
Not if he's 30 foot upwards.
Fine,
right?
Sorry,
Alex, I'm not getting that wrong, am I?
Is that?
No, you're
or
right.
Or am I? Okay, then I'm just going to shoot him.
From where you are, you could get Satsu with Lightning Rod.
Oh, I could, couldn't I?
Yeah.
I forgot about Satsu.
Lightning Lure, sorry.
How could you forget? He's got a Joby on a stick.
Just ask
actually,
damage.
You know what?
Trust me.
I'm just going to... I'm just going to go up to Satsu and give him the wallop.
Give him the wallop.
Yep. With the lovely, lovely Warhammer.
Go on, man.
Fuck. Sorry, dice rolled off the desk. Twice. Stayed on that time. That's a 9 plus 3. Does that hit?
No. No.
No? Okay.
Do you not get two attacks at your level as an artificer? Or is that only for that's only fighters?
God, just the one. If he did, we'd been playing this wrong.
Yeah.
I just
get the one.
Slade, you good? You done?
Yeah, that's going to be it. Also, I do have to leave now.
Oh, no.
So, who would like to be in charge of playing me?
I guess I have the skill sheets. Well, the character sheet, so I guess I can do that.
Okay, I will... Tim, I'm going to DM you everything.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll do my best to not get you killed.
I mean, use me as a sacrifice at this point.
Get him killed. Get him killed.
I'm sure Joey will be very happy about it.
I would
never be happy about that.
Right, okay, I've got your sheet. I've got the game. We're good.
Okay, I'm about to send you... I just had everything like pulled up for my abilities. Because there is one other weapon I still haven't used that I have.
The Masamune from Final Fantasy VII.
Imagine.
I don't know what that is.
All right.
Joey, do you want to take your turn while they're doing it?
Yeah. So you said I can make it to the here.
Where are you?
So I want to make it to this altar, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And you see this bony friend here?
Mm-hmm.
I take his skull.
Okay.
And I use catapult.
Okay. Yep.
And I would like to catapult it at, I'm sorry, the lovely Dan from Casting Views.
Okie dokie. That hits. So, roll 3d8.
3d8.
14.
Woof. That's a good chunk of damage, right?
That's a good chunk of damage. That hurt him.
How much?
For 14.
Whoa.
So finally, I move 20 foot to get here. I'm going to move another 10 foot back into the fog.
Oh. Yep. Tim, Shadow. Do you want to take your go?
I do. So I can only concentrate on one spell at a time. Can I cast other spells while I'm concentrating on one spell?
You can cast other spells as long as they're not concentration spells.
Amazing. Okay, let me quickly do this. Okay. Well, I'm going to also focus. Sorry, Dan. Lovely Dan from Casting Views. And I am going to cast Magic Missile from my pillar.
Okie dokie.
So that is a 3d4?
Yep, plus 3.
You can
cast it at higher levels. So for every spell slot above first level that you use it at, you fire an extra dart for an extra 1d4 plus 1.
Hmm. So I can cast it like a level 2.
Yeah, if you cast it at level... I know you can, I'm just making sure I get the right numbers.
Okay, well I'm going to do that because I want the extra damage.
So yeah, at level 2 you're going to cast it at... You're going to do... 4d4 plus 4.
4d4 plus 4. Okay. So... Oh! Oh!
Woof.
Woof.
The lovely Dan is not looking well.
Is he dead?
He's not dead, but he's pretty battered.
Okay. I can't really jump down from this pillar because I only have 11 health right now. I'm just going to have to end my turn there, I reckon.
Do you have anything like Misty Step?
I don't know.
Your attack is also... Yeah.
I've only got Fly as my only movement spell.
Your attack is Scared Dan. He's going to use a legendary action.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
And, yeah. So, everyone... It's randomly shifted around the map.
Oh no, I'm out of the fog.
Yeah, because the fog maintains where it was.
Well, that's annoying.
So, about that-ish.
Sure. So that's legendary action.
Yeah, so they can use legendary reactions whenever they want.
Cool. Good. Good. Okay, so now
Chetsu's turn.
Oh, goody. Okay.
He's very confused what's happened. And he is going to cast with his jobby.
No, is he going to throw it?
So he does like a sort of swing and then this little bubble comes out of it. He's aiming for you, Tim.
For me?
Yep. Can you make a constitution saving throw?
Constitution saving throw. Okay, that is d20 plus nothing. 17.
You are fine. You don't take any damage from it, but this little bubble came towards you and just kind of...
Well, it's still really gross.
It smells awful.
Great. Okay. So he's flinging poo bubbles now.
Oh, it's a fart.
All right. What's next?
What's next is... Darth Scar, where's he gone? There he is. He's going to go thundering through this fog. And he's going to take at disadvantage.
Hold on, is he taking full damage from that?
He didn't fall, he teleported.
He teleported, okay.
So his attack misses. And he's going to get really, really angry now. And he's going to take another. He wants to hit Slade. Slade keeps shooting him.
Don't imagine that was going to go well either.
No. Both miss. He's not very happy. He's going to use... He's going to use his big attack. He's going to execute Order 66. So he takes one more attack at Slade. And he misses!
What?
This fog has really messed him up, apparently.
I know. Great call.
Third person. Gonna fly.
Cast your radiant energy, bird person.
How did you know? Heals you all for 13.
Oh. Yes. Good lad.
What a G. I have no idea how much health Slade was on.
Slade had... He's got really high health.
I don't think he's taken any damage either, had he?
I don't think so. Alright, let's just say it's 51 then, because that's his health.
Yeah.
Nice.
Dan.
What, lovely Dan.
Again. Lovely Dan.
From Casting Views.
Who is not... I get it, because that's his show, right?
Yeah.
He's going to... fly over here and then cast Fireball.
Oh.
On Slade?
I'd imagine not, Tim.
Oh, wait, no. He's up there, isn't he? I was looking at Slade's picture. Alright, who's he casting Fireball on?
He's aiming it at you.
Fuck. Alright.
So you, Satsu, Birdfriend, and Joey all need to make dexterity saves.
Dexterity saves?
Wait, yeah. I do as well.
Yep, because you're within 20 foot of it.
20 with my dex modifier.
8 plus... 2, 10.
Everyone, sorry. Tim, 15 damage.
15?
Fireball, dude.
Yeah, but like I got a 20 on my roll.
Yeah, so you take half damage.
Oh, Jesus.
8d6.
Fucking hell. All right.
What do I take?
You don't want the answer to that question, Joey.
Well, I do.
You take the full 30.
I am dead now.
How dead?
0 HP dead.
Woof.
Womp womp.
Womp womp.
If I can live until my next turn, I have a plan.
Can't believe the lovely Dan killed you. Slade's turn.
How could you?
It's Slade's turn.
It's Slade's turn.
I'm going to use the wallop on Josh.
The wallop? You're going to bring the pen?
Yeah, yeah.
She's in the next room.
Well done. I forget what he was using for the wallop.
What do you mean?
The hammer. Warhammer.
Oh, right, okay. What am I rolling for this, Alex?
1d20 plus strength plus proficiency.
18 plus 1 is 19 plus proficiency is 3. That is 22.
That will hit.
And I'm rolling for damage. 2d8, isn't it?
2d8.
Can I ask a question that's probably going to get us in trouble?
Hmm.
Is Slade not in the fog? Should he not be rolling at a disadvantage?
Technically, he's not wrong.
Do you want me to re-roll?
No.
Do another d20 roll.
We're getting battered, Tim.
D20. 10 plus 1 for 3 is 4, is 14. Does that hit?
Yeah, it misses. No, it misses.
Bastard. Okay. Well, I guess he's going to take his movement then.
Yeah, where's he going?
He's going to skedaddle on over here.
What, out of the fog?
Yeah.
Timmy, it's your go.
It's my go. Great. Joey, you're dead, right?
Sure am.
I'm going to use one of my level 3 spells, Animate the Dead.
Wow. How much HP do I get when I'm animated?
However, I do. I think I have to move to you first, because I have to be within 1 meter.
It's a touch spell, isn't it?
Are you up a pillar?
Yeah.
Bruh.
Bruh.
Dungeon Master, can we just pretend for this that I'm not up a pillar because we can't share a space?
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing. I cast Animate the Dead.
You know that doesn't work the way you think it works, don't you?
I'm using it on Joey. He's dead.
Right, hey. Joey.
Hello.
You can only move half your speed.
Cool.
You can't use magic.
Oh, well, I am fucked then.
You've got a range weapon, haven't you?
No.
I think I had a crossbow.
Oh, yeah. Why have I not been using my crossbow?
I don't know, but that's what you've got.
Cool.
For now.
Can
and
I
then
still play Wonderwall?
You can still play Wonderwall, but it's your go.
Good. It's my go, sorry.
Here. Yeah.
How do I get down from here?
You're I'll not catch the pillar. You.
Oh, yeah. Oof, thanks, Tim.
No problem.
So I'm allowed to move 15 feet.
Yeah.
Cool. I move to here, and then I crossbow the shit out of Chatsunami.
Yeah.
For chunk.
For chew.
For pew pew. So roll a d20 and add your dex.
I got a 1.
For fuck's sake.
And my dexterity is 5.
It doesn't just take yeah, no, I was not going to hit.
Do I accidentally shoot myself with the crossbow?
No.
Yeah. I always thought crit fails were a bit more impactful than just not working.
They can be when we've not been recording for 2.5 hours.
Approaching 3.
Approaching 3.
Has anyone got the legendary move Nuclear Bomb?
Funny you should say that.
Bird person.
Wait a minute. Slade is playing as a gnome, yes?
Yeah.
Dwarf.
Same thing. One of the nukes that fell on Japan was called Little Boy, wasn't it?
Tim, that's awful.
I have a plan.
Awfully funny.
Oh. So, Darth Scar.
What's he doing?
Come running out
of the location.
He wants Slade. wants to kill Slade.
I was going to say, don't we all, when you said we want Slade, but the second one's a bit meaner.
What we got?
He's going to swing at him. Does that hit Slade's armor class? 13?
No, his Slade has a 15.
What about a critical?
Womp womp.
That'll hit, that'll do it.
That's going to be 40.
To find somewhere to write this down, Jesus.
this is going to hurt, because he's also going to use Order 66. Everyone needs to make a DC 16 Wisdom saving throw.
Everyone.
Because this has a 200 meter radius.
D16, there isn't a D16.
No, a DC6. So roll a D20 with a Wisdom check.
Oh.
Alright, so I'm getting a 15 with Wisdom, you say?
I got 20 you need to... plus 3.
Yeah.
It's a saving throw, is it?
Mm-hmm.
So 20 with the roll, and then Slade is going to get...
Slade doesn't need to roll it, because he was the initial target.
Oh, okay, fine.
Slade takes 29 damage.
Okay, hang on, let me write this down somewhere, because I'm going to need to keep track of his score. In fact, I'd better off with a calculator, wouldn't I?
Not when he uses little boy.
51 minus 29. Yep.
Yep. You two are fine, because you both passed the check. Satsu did not pass the check. Birdfriend did pass the check.
Good for you, Birdfriend.
And Dan passed the check. Satsu takes 29 damage.
Ooh.
And crumples to the floor.
Okay,
Birdfriend is fine.
So Slade, Satsu is dead.
Satsu's gone.
Right, Slade's currently at 22 health.
Whose go does that make it then?
That makes it Birdfriend's.
What's Birdfriend going to do?
Bomb.
Bomb?
He's going to carry the little boy.
He sweeps down and picks up the little Slade.
So, is Dan still alive?
Yes.
Yeah, Dan's still alive.
What's Bird Person doing?
Oh yeah, it's Bird Person, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's going to fly to Dan. And he's going to take a big old swing with a greatsword at him.
I love that.
I'm going to say that's a hit, probably.
Yeah, that'll do it.
20
against a wizard. He's also going to put a smite in it.
Alex wants the game over.
Dan is looking very, 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 very close. And it's Slade's turn.
Who's looking weaker, Dan or Josh?
Dan
by a considerable margin.
We're going for the wallop.
Drop a pillar.
Going for the gun.
Pachelm.
Oh no, he was up a pillar, yeah.
I'm going for the gun.
Yeah, make a range attack.
What am I rolling?
D20 plus range.
D20 plus dex plus proficiency.
Great. 4 plus... 3 plus 3, that's a 10.
I think that... Is it Dan you're targeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, that hits him. Because the one thing I forgot to do was give him any armor.
Oh, okay.
Roll a die damage.
This whole time.
Well, he's in a robe. It doesn't offer any armor.
Oh. Okay, well, that works. And what am I rolling for? What dice?
It's a 2d8 plus dex.
2d8 plus dex. 4 plus dex. 3, 7.
The bullet goes straight through Dan's forehead.
Oh.
With a nice little sort of...
It was a bubble gun.
Everyone in the area needs to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, God, why? Wait, what area?
Everyone in the area.
So a dexterity saving throw. Right, for Slade, you got an 8, and for me, I got What's my dex save?
I got a 9.
Slade and I both got 8. That wasn't a great save.
No one saved. So the magic within Dan explodes in a death burst.
Oh, yeah, it's last man standing.
Last Dan standing, yeah. Everyone takes 15 lightning damage.
Alex, when Tim reanimated me,
yeah,
what was my HP? Did it go back to full?
No. Oh. Reanimated dead, comes back as a zombie. It doesn't actually... 22 health.
Okay, so I've got 7 left.
I'm dead.
Did Slade pass it?
15?
15.
Slade has 7 health left.
Bird person is dead.
No. He was the main character.
Dan is dead, obviously.
Of course.
And how much damage was it? 15.
How much damage did Josh take?
The full... actually.
That's what I'm thinking.
He would take 15 if it wasn't for the fact that he is vulnerable to lightning damage.
So he took nothing.
Takes double. He's vulnerable to lightning damage.
Oh, shit, I think he
said
invulnerable.
No, vulnerable, so he takes 30 damage. He is dead.
Oh, we won.
Well, Slade won, because Joey's a zombie. That actually, because you're dead, the reanimate life spell ends.
Should stop.
So, Joey collapses in the pile. The only person alive is the only person not here. And so he wandered into the wastelands. And probably died of dysentery or something.
Exposure. Are we wrapping up there?
So that was a 2-hour session that lasted 3 hours.
Oh, that was a 3-hour session. It's going to be a fucking nightmare to edit. Thanks for hanging out with Game Club Pod this week, everyone. For the last 2 weeks, I should say.
Thanks, Alex. It was really good.
It was very, very fun. Joey, what do you think of your first D&D session?
My head hurts and it's late. But that's normal for me at this time of the day.
Yeah. All right. Well, is there anything you guys want to plug?
Myself into bed.
Yeah, me too. I'm tired. Excuse me. That's how tired I am. I'm yawning on recording.
Alex, is there anything you want to say to the audience? Do you want to end it like two blokes?
Before we end it like that, again, thank you to Josh, Satsu, and the lovely Dan.
Of course.
For their wonderful little voice lines.
Amazing voice lines.
Take that, you bastards.
Take that, you bastards.
Take that, you Christmassy bitches.
Hey, that outro.
I'm
so
glad
much.
That we practiced that so well, Alex. See you later, lovers.